You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Greetings, and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal to you the incredible ways in which He is calling you to release your past and step into a new season of freedom and abundance. Rest assured, our God is a God of redemption, a God who knows the depths of your pain, and a God who delights in transforming the lives of His children through the power of His grace and forgiveness. He is the God who has a specific plan for your future, the God who has engraved you on the palms of His hands, and the God who is intimately acquainted with every chapter of your story. In this powerful message, we'll explore the 10 profound reasons why God is urging you to let go of your past, to break free from the chains that have held you captive, and to embrace the new beginning He has in store for you. Through the wisdom of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced the liberating power of God in their lives, you'll discover how God is ready to heal your wounds, restore your hope, and lead you into a future filled with His love, purpose, and abundance. When we choose to trust in God's redemptive power, His ability to transform our darkest chapters into our greatest testimonies, and His desire to give us a future and a hope, we position ourselves to experience the supernatural outpouring of God's life-changing grace in every area of our lives. So, if you've been struggling to break free from the pain of your past, if you've been feeling weighed down by the burdens of yesterday, or if you've been doubting whether God can truly redeem your story, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this hope-filled message with those in your circle who may be in need of encouragement, healing, and the reminder that our God is a God of redemption who can transform even the darkest of pasts into the brightest of futures. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this life-changing truth to even more people who need to experience the liberating power of God in their lives. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you choose to trust in His redemptive love, lean on His ability to heal your deepest wounds, and believe that He is calling you to let go of your past and step into the glorious future He has prepared for you. Remember, your past does not define you, your pain does not disqualify you, and your trust in God's redemptive power will lead you into the place of freedom, wholeness, and abundance He has in store for you. Keep believing. Keep embracing His grace and watch as He transforms your story into a powerful testimony of His love, faithfulness, and redemption. Number one, when you embrace Christ, a profound transformation occurs that redefines your very essence. your past, with all its mistakes, regrets, and painful memories, no longer dictates who you are. This truth, beautifully captured in 2 Corinthians 5:17, reminds us that in Christ we become new creations. The old has gone and the new has come. Imagine for a moment the incredible freedom this brings. Those labels you've carried, perhaps for years, failure, unworthy, damaged, they no longer apply to you. In God's eyes, you are cherished, redeemed, and full of potential. He doesn't see you through the lens of your past actions or circumstances, but through the perfect righteousness of His Son. This new identity in Christ is not just a theological concept, but a living reality that can transform every aspect of your life. It's like being given a clean slate, a fresh start, unburdened by the weight of your history. God's love for you is not based on your performance or your ability to overcome your past on your own. His love is unconditional, unwavering, and ever-present. Think about a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. Once the metamorphosis is complete, it would be absurd for the butterfly to try and return to its old way of life, crawling on the ground. In the same way, clinging to your old identity when you've been made new in Christ is living below your true potential. You're designed to soar on the wings of faith, hope, and love. This transformation doesn't mean your past disappears or that it never happened. Rather, it means that your past no longer has power over you. Those experiences that once defined you can now become powerful testimonies of God's grace and redemption. Your story of transformation can inspire others and bring glory to God. In Christ, you have a new purpose, a new perspective, and a new power to live differently. You're no longer bound by the chains of your former life. The shame, guilt, and regret that may have haunted you can be replaced with peace, joy, and a deep sense of God's love.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This new identity isn't something you have to strive for or earn. It's a gift freely given by God through faith in Christ. Your role is to believe it, embrace it, and live in light of it. When negative thoughts about your past creep in, remind yourself of who you are in Christ, beloved, forgiven, and made new. Living out this new identity is a journey. There may be days when you struggle to fully grasp or believe in your new nature. That's okay. God's truth about your identity remains constant, regardless of your feelings or circumstances. Surround yourself with fellow believers who can remind you of your true identity when you forget. Immerse yourself in God's Word, which consistently reinforces the truth of who you are in Christ. Remember, your past may have shaped you, but it doesn't define you. In Christ, you are defined by His love, His sacrifice, and His victory. You are more than your mistakes, more than your failures, more than your sins. You are a child of God, redeemed and renewed, with a glorious future ahead. So step into the fullness of your new identity today. Let go of the lies that have held you back. Embrace the truth of who you are in Christ. Live with confidence, knowing that the God of the universe delights in you and has great plans for your life. Your past is behind you, but your future in Christ is bright and full of hope. Walk in the freedom and joy of your new identity, for in Christ, you are truly and wonderfully made new. Number two, when you look back on your life, it's easy to get caught up in regrets and what-ifs. But take heart, dear friend, for God's plans for you are far greater than any mistakes in your past. As we read in Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." These words remind us that our Heavenly Father's vision for our lives transcends our human limitations and shortcomings. Think of your life as a beautiful tapestry that God is weaving. Each thread, even the dark ones representing past mistakes, contributes to the overall masterpiece. What may seem like a flaw to you is just another opportunity for God to showcase His redemptive power. He doesn't simply work around our past. He works through it, transforming our missteps into stepping stones toward His divine purpose. Consider the story of Joseph in the Bible. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned, his life seemed marked by one setback after another. Yet God used each of these painful experiences to shape Joseph's character and ultimately position him to save countless lives, including those of his own family. Your past pain, much like Joseph's, is not wasted. It's the prologue to the amazing story God is writing with your life. God's plans for you are not derailed by your mistakes. In fact, His power is made perfect in our weakness, as Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 12:9. Where you see failure, God sees an opportunity for grace. Where you see shame, He sees a chance to demonstrate His unconditional love. Your mistakes don't disqualify you from God's purpose. They qualify you for His mercy. Remember Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times? That same Peter went on to become a pillar of the early church, boldly proclaiming the gospel. God didn't dismiss Peter because of his moment of weakness. He restored and empowered him for greater service. In the same way, your past doesn't determine your future in God's kingdom. He is the God of second chances, of new beginnings, of redemption stories that leave us in awe of His grace. As you move forward, know that God's plans for you are dynamic and alive. He's not bound by your past, nor is He limited by your present circumstances. He sees the end from the beginning, and He's working all things together for your good. Your job isn't to dwell on past mistakes, but to trust in His unfailing love and to step boldly into the future He's preparing for you. Embrace this truth. God's not done with you yet. Your best days are not behind you. They're ahead of you. Every experience you've had, every trial you've endured, every mistake you've made, God can use it all. He's the master of taking our broken pieces and creating something beautiful. Your testimony is still being written, and the chapters ahead are filled with hope, purpose, and the unstoppable plans of a loving God. So lift your head high, dear friend. Let go of the weight of your past and reach out to grasp the hope-filled future God has for you. Your mistakes don't define you. God's love does. And that love is transforming you day by day into the person He created you to be. Trust in His plans, for they are good. Believe in His promise, for He is faithful. And walk confidently into the future, knowing that the God who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Your past is just that, past. But with God, your future is limitless, filled with purpose, hope, and the awesome plans of a Father who loves you beyond measure. Number three, when you stand before God, arms outstretched and hands open wide, you create space for His boundless blessings to flow into your life. Letting go of the past isn't just about forgetting old hurts or regrets. It's an act of faith, a declaration that you trust in God's promise of renewal and abundance. The Lord speaks to us through Isaiah, urging us to release our grip on former things and instead focus our gaze on the new work He is doing in our lives. This isn't always easy. Our past experiences, both joyful and painful, shape who we are. But God calls us to a higher purpose, inviting us to partner with Him in creating a beautiful future. Imagine yourself as a vessel, dear friend. If you remain full of old water, stagnant memories, outdated beliefs, or lingering resentments, there's no room for the fresh, life-giving water God longs to pour into you. By emptying yourself, you make space for His living water to fill you to overflowing. Remember the Israelites leaving Egypt? They had to physically step away from the familiar, even if it was a place of bondage, to enter the promised land flowing with milk and honey. In the same way, we must be willing to leave behind our comfort zones, our old ways of thinking, and yes, even treasured memories, to fully embrace the new life God has prepared for us. This doesn't mean we forget our past entirely. Our experiences shape us and can be powerful testimonies of God's faithfulness. But we're called to hold them loosely, not allowing them to define our future or limit our expectations of what God can do. Think of it like this. When you're carrying heavy luggage, your movements are restricted. You can't run freely or embrace others fully. Similarly, when we cling to our past, whether it's guilt, unforgiveness, or even past successes, we limit our ability to receive and share God's love in the present. God's grace is new every morning, and His mercies never fail. Each day is an opportunity for a fresh start, a chance to see the world through His eyes of love and possibility. When we release our tight grip on the past, our hands become open to receive the good gifts our Heavenly Father longs to give us. This journey of letting go is ongoing. It's not about forgetting who you are or where you've come from, but about trusting that God's plans for your future are even greater than you can imagine. He is making streams in the wasteland of your past hurts, carving out new pathways of hope and purpose where you thought nothing could grow. Embrace this truth, beloved child of God. Your past does not determine your future. Your mistakes don't disqualify you from God's blessings. Your wounds can become wellsprings of healing for others when surrendered to the Lord. As you release your grip on yesterday, you free your hands to receive the abundance God has stored up for you. So take a deep breath, open your hands, and whisper a prayer of surrender. Tell God, I trust you with my past, present, and future. I'm ready to receive the new things you're doing in my life. Watch with wonder as He transforms your wilderness into a garden, your mourning into dancing, your ashes into beauty. For our God is faithful, and His love for you is limitless. Step into the freedom of letting go and experience the fullness of His blessings today. Number 4, when you embrace the courage to let go of your past, you unlock a profound power within yourself, the power to become a beacon of hope for others. Your journey of overcoming, guided by God's unwavering love, transforms into a brilliant light that cuts through the darkness of despair and illuminates the path for those still struggling. Consider the beautiful truth found in Revelation 12:11, "And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." This verse reminds us that our testimonies, our stories of God's redemptive work in our lives, are powerful weapons against the enemy's lies. By sharing how you've moved beyond your past with God's help, you're not just recounting events, you're declaring victory over darkness and inviting others to experience the same freedom. Think of the Samaritan woman at the well, whose encounter with Jesus turned her life upside down in the most glorious way. She arrived carrying the weight of her past, burdened by shame and societal judgment. But after her divine encounter, she left as a messenger of hope, eager to share the good news with her entire community. Her past didn't define her anymore. Instead, It became the backdrop against which God's grace shone even brighter. Your story, too, has this transformative potential. The struggles you've faced, the mistakes you've made, the pain you've endured. All of these experiences, when surrendered to God, become the raw material from which He crafts a masterpiece of redemption. And it's this masterpiece that can touch hearts in ways that mere words often can't. Imagine someone trapped in the prison of their own regrets, believing they're too far gone for God's love to reach them. Then they hear your story, how God met you in your darkest moments, how His love broke through the walls you'd built around your heart, how He gave you the strength to face your past and move forward. Suddenly, a spark of hope ignites in their soul. If God could do that for you, maybe, just maybe, He could do the same for them. Your willingness to be vulnerable, to share both your struggles and your victories, creates a bridge over which others can cross from despair to hope. It's not always easy to open up about our past, to expose the scars we'd rather keep hidden. But remember, it's often in our weakest moments that God's strength shines brightest. As you share your testimony, you're not just recounting events. You're proclaiming God's faithfulness. You're declaring that no matter how dark the night, dawn always comes. You're living proof that God's love is stronger than any mistake, any addiction, any heartbreak. Your life becomes a walking, talking demonstration of the transformative power of God's grace. Moreover, your testimony serves as a reminder that we're all on a journey. None of us have arrived at perfection, but we're all moving forward, step by step, in faith. By sharing your story, you create a sense of community and belonging. You remind others that they're not alone in their struggles, that there's a fellowship of believers who understand, who've been there, and who are cheering them on. So don't underestimate the power of your story. Every trial you've overcome, every tear you've shed, every moment of breakthrough, it all matters. It all contributes to the beautiful tapestry of your testimony. And as you share it, you never know who might be listening, whose life might be changed, whose hope might be rekindled. Remember, your past doesn't define you, but it can refine you. Let God use every part of your story, the good, the bad, and the ugly, to bring glory to His name and hope to His people. Your testimony isn't just about you. It's about the God who loves you, who saved you, who transformed you. And that's a story worth telling again and again. Number 5. When we contemplate the vastness of God's eternal perspective, we begin to understand the profound wisdom in letting go of our past. The Apostle Peter reminds us, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." This verse invites us to shift our focus from the limited timeline of our earthly existence to the infinite expanse of God's eternal view. Consider the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, imprisoned unjustly, and forgotten by those he helped, Joseph had every reason to cling bitterly to his past. Yet, when he finally reunited with his family, he declared, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Joseph's ability to release his past hurts allowed him to see God's greater purpose unfolding. My dear friend, holding on to your past is like trying to drive a car while constantly staring in the rearview mirror. You miss the beauty of the present landscape and the promise of the road ahead. God is calling you to look forward, to embrace the journey He has set before you with hope and anticipation. Remember, in Philippians 3:13-14, Paul urges us to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead, pressing on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. Letting go aligns you with God's perspective of time because it frees you to fully engage with His present work in your life. It's like tuning an instrument to play in perfect harmony with the divine orchestra. When we release the discord of past regrets, failures, and hurts, we can hear the beautiful melody God is composing in our lives right now. Think of it this way. God's love for you is not bound by time. His mercies are new every morning, which means each day is a fresh canvas, unmarred by yesterday's mistakes. By aligning with God's timeless perspective, you open yourself to the fullness of His grace in each moment. Moreover, letting go of the past allows you to embrace the transformative power of God's love in the present. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, we're reminded that if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. This newness is not just a one-time event, but an ongoing reality when we continually surrender our past to God and live in alignment with His eternal purpose. Beloved, God is inviting you to step into the freedom of His timeless love. As you release your grip on the past, you'll find your heart synchronizing with heaven's rhythm. You'll begin to see your life through the lens of eternity, recognizing that every moment is pregnant with divine potential. Trust that the author of your faith is writing a story far more beautiful than you could imagine, and the best chapters are yet to come. Embrace this eternal perspective and watch as God unfolds His magnificent plan in your life, one moment at a time. Number 6. When we truly embrace the liberating power of letting go of our past, we open ourselves to profound spiritual growth and transformation. The Apostle Paul's words in Philippians 3:12-13 resonate deeply with this truth, reminding us that our journey with Christ is one of constant forward motion and renewal. Think about the incredible potential that lies dormant within you, waiting to be awakened by the touch of God's grace. Just as a seed must break free from its shell to grow into a magnificent tree, we too must break free from the constraints of our past to flourish in our faith. The memories, experiences, and even mistakes of yesterday need not define our tomorrow. Instead, they can serve as the fertile soil from which our spiritual life takes root and flourishes. Imagine for a moment the feeling of lightness and freedom that comes when we release the burdens we've been carrying. It's like taking a deep breath of fresh air after being in a stuffy room. This is the refreshing spirit that God desires for us, not weighed down by regrets or shackled by old habits, but free to run with perseverance the race set before us. Our Heavenly Father, in His infinite wisdom and love, calls us to a life of continuous renewal. He doesn't want us stuck in the mire of past failures or even resting on the laurels of past successes. Instead, He invites us to join Him in the exciting adventure of becoming more like Christ each day. This journey of transformation is at the heart of our spiritual growth. Consider how a skilled potter works with clay. The clay's past shape doesn't matter. What's important is its pliability in the potter's hands. Similarly, God cares less about your past and more about your willingness to be molded by His loving hands today. He sees the masterpiece He is creating in you, even when all you can see are the imperfections of your past. As we learn to let go, we create space for God to fill us with His love, wisdom, and strength. It's like clearing out an old, cluttered room to make way for beautiful new furnishings. The process might feel uncomfortable at times, but the result is always worth it. With each step of release, we become more attuned to God's voice and more aligned with His purposes for our lives. Remember, dear friend, that God's mercies are new every morning. This means that each day is a fresh opportunity to grow, to learn, and to draw closer to Him. By focusing on the present and the future He has planned for us, we honor the work of Christ on the cross. His sacrifice was not just for our past sins, but to give us a hope and a future. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting or dismissing our past entirely. Rather, it means viewing our experiences through the lens of God's redemptive love. Every trial becomes a testimony, every mistake a lesson, and every victory a stepping stone to greater faith. As we release our grip on the past, our hands become free to grasp the promises of God and the blessings He has in store for us. So take heart, beloved child of God. The journey of spiritual growth is ongoing, and each moment you choose to let go and press forward is a moment of victory. Embrace the freedom that comes from releasing your past into God's capable hands. Let His love wash over you, His grace empower you, and His Spirit guide you into the fullness of all He has prepared for you. Your best days are not behind you. They're unfolding right now as you walk hand in hand with your Savior, eyes fixed on the glorious future He has promised. Number 7. When we truly let go of our past, we open ourselves to a profound and transformative intimacy with God. This journey of release is not just about forgetting or suppressing memories, but about entrusting our entire story, the joys, the sorrows, the triumphs, and the failures, into the loving hands of our Creator. Imagine standing before a vast, beautiful ocean. This ocean represents God's love, infinite and overwhelming in its depth and breadth. Now picture yourself on the shore, arms laden with heavy bags. These bags contain all your past experiences, the hurts that still sting, the regrets that weigh you down, even the accomplishments you cling to for self-worth. As long as you hold on to these bags, you can only wade ankle-deep into that ocean of love. You might feel the coolness on your feet, but you'll miss the exhilarating experience of diving in completely. This is why James 4:8 urges us to come near to God and He will come near to you. It's an invitation to intimacy, but notice the instruction that follows. Wash your hands and purify your hearts. This washing, this purification, it's about letting go. It's about emptying our hands and hearts of all that keeps us from fully embracing our Heavenly Father. Think of Mary of Bethany, kneeling at Jesus' feet with her alabaster jar of precious perfume. That perfume represented her past, her future, her security. Yet she poured it out without hesitation, filling the room with its fragrance. In that moment, nothing stood between her and her Lord. No thoughts of yesterday or worries about tomorrow clouded their connection. This is the intimacy God yearns to have with each of us. When we cling to our past, whether it's guilt over sins long forgiven, bitterness towards those who've wronged us, or even pride in our own accomplishments, we create a barrier. It's as if we're saying to God, "I'll come close, but only this far." We limit the work He can do in our hearts and the blessings He longs to pour into our lives. But when we choose to release, truly release, we make space for God to fill us in ways we never imagined. It's like cleaning out an attic that's been cluttered for years. Suddenly there's room to breathe, to move, to create something new. In the same way, letting go of our past creates space in our hearts for God to work wonders. This release isn't a one-time event, but a continuous surrender. Each day we have the opportunity to lay down our burdens at the foot of the cross. With every worry we release, every grudge we forgive, every self-imposed limitation we let go of, we draw nearer to the heart of God. And as we do, we discover a love so vast, so unconditional, that it heals every wound and satisfies every longing. Remember, God's love for you isn't based on your past or your performance. He loves you fully and completely, right now, just as you are. Letting go of your past isn't about erasing it or pretending it didn't happen. It's about trusting God enough to say, "Here, Lord, take all of me, my history, my pain, my dreams, and make something beautiful out of it." As you release your grip on the past, you'll find your hands free to receive God's abundant blessings. Your heart, unburdened by yesterday's weight, will be light enough to soar on the winds of His Spirit. And your eyes, no longer fixated on what was, will be able to see the glorious future He has prepared for you. So today, dear friend, I encourage you to take a step towards deeper intimacy with God. Identify one thing from your past that you've been holding on to, and consciously release it to Him. Feel the freedom that comes with letting go, and embrace the closeness with your Heavenly Father that awaits you. He is near, arms open wide, ready to receive all that you are and to give you all that He is. Number 8. When you find yourself weighed down by the burdens of your past, remember that God's forgiveness is a precious gift meant to be fully embraced. The beauty of divine grace lies in its power to wash away our sins completely, leaving us pure and unblemished in the eyes of our Heavenly Father. Yet how often do we struggle to extend that same forgiveness to ourselves? God's Word reminds us in 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. This promise is a testament to the boundless love and mercy of our Creator. When we come before Him with genuine repentance, He doesn't hesitate to forgive. His forgiveness is immediate, complete, and eternal. But here's the challenge many of us face. We accept God's forgiveness intellectually, yet emotionally, we continue to carry the weight of past mistakes. This internal conflict can hinder our spiritual growth and prevent us from fully experiencing the freedom Christ died to give us. Consider the story of Peter, one of Jesus' closest disciples. Despite his bold proclamations of loyalty, Peter denied knowing Jesus three times on the night of his arrest. Can you imagine the shame and regret that must have flooded Peter's heart? Yet, after his resurrection, Jesus specifically sought out Peter, offering him not only forgiveness, but also restoration and a renewed purpose. This powerful encounter teaches us that God's forgiveness is not just about wiping our slate clean. It's about equipping us for future service in His kingdom. When we refuse to forgive ourselves, we're essentially telling God that His grace is insufficient. We're choosing to remain shackled by chains that He has already broken. Beloved, your past mistakes don't disqualify you from God's love or His plan for your life. On the contrary, they often become the very experiences God uses to shape you for His purpose. Just as a broken bone, when properly set and healed, becomes stronger at the point of fracture, so too can our past failures, when surrendered to God, become sources of strength and wisdom. Refusing to let go of your past is like leaving a priceless gift unopened. Imagine receiving a beautifully wrapped present from someone you love dearly. Would you leave it sitting on a shelf, admiring the wrapping, but never experiencing the joy of what's inside? Of course not. Yet that's precisely what we do when we acknowledge God's forgiveness, but fail to apply it to our hearts and lives. God's forgiveness is meant to be lived out, not just believed in. It's a transformative power that can renew your mind, heal your heart, and set your spirit free. When you truly accept and internalize God's forgiveness, you'll find a newfound boldness in your faith, a deeper intimacy with your Creator, and a greater capacity to extend grace to others. Remember, forgiving yourself isn't about forgetting your past or minimizing the consequences of your actions. It's about aligning your perspective with God's. It's choosing to see yourself through His eyes of love and grace, rather than through the distorted lens of guilt and shame. As you journey toward self-forgiveness, meditate on scriptures that remind you of God's unfailing love and mercy. Spend time in prayer, not just asking for forgiveness, but thanking God for the forgiveness He's already granted. Surround yourself with fellow believers who can encourage you and speak truth into your life. Embracing God's forgiveness fully might be a process, but it's a journey worth taking. With each step, you'll find yourself growing stronger in faith, more secure in God's love, and better equipped to fulfill the unique purpose He has for your life. Don't let another day go by carrying burdens that God has already lifted. Open your heart to the full measure of His grace, and watch as He transforms your past into a powerful testimony of His redemptive love. Number 9. When you embrace the power of letting go, you open yourself to experiencing the full magnitude of Christ's resurrection in your daily life. This transformative act of release isn't just about forgetting the past. It's about stepping into the radiant light of God's redemptive plan for you. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, expressed his deepest desire to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. This power, dear friend, isn't a distant concept or a historical event. It's a living, breathing force available to you right now. But to tap into it fully, you must be willing to leave behind the weights that hold you back. Think of Lazarus, called forth from the tomb by Jesus Himself. When he emerged, he was still bound in grave clothes, remnants of his past death. Jesus commanded those around to unbind him and let him go. In the same way, Christ is calling you to be unbound from your past, to shed those grave clothes that no longer serve you in your new life. Your past, with all its hurts, failures, and regrets, can feel like a comfortable prison. It's familiar, and sometimes it seems safer to stay there than to step out into the unknown. But remember, God's plan for you is one of freedom and abundance. By holding on to your past, you're choosing to live in a tomb when the stone has already been rolled away. The resurrection power that flows through you is the same power that conquered death itself. It's a force of renewal, of second chances, of miracles. When you let go of your past, you're not just releasing old hurts. You're making room for this divine power to work in your life in ways you've never imagined. Letting go allows you to live in the present, fully engaged with the life God has given you. It enables you to see the opportunities He's placing before you, to hear His voice more clearly, to love more deeply, and to serve more wholeheartedly. You can't grasp the new things God wants to give you if your hands are full of old regrets and resentments. This journey of letting go is a process, and it's okay if it takes time. God is patient and loving, gently urging you forward. Each step you take away from your past is a step closer to the fullness of life in Christ. As you release, you'll find your faith growing stronger, your hope burning brighter, and your love expanding. Remember, you are no longer defined by your past mistakes or the wrongs done to you. In Christ, you are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Living in the power of the resurrection means embracing this new identity with all your heart. As you learn to let go, you'll discover a newfound freedom to forgive, both others and yourself. This forgiveness is a powerful testament to the resurrection life within you. It breaks chains, heals wounds, and opens doors to restoration that you never thought possible. Beloved, God's desire for you is to walk in the fullness of His resurrection power every single day. He wants you to experience the joy, peace, and purpose that come from living unencumbered by the past. So take a deep breath, open your hands, and release those things you've been holding on to. Trust that as you let go, God's power will rush in, filling every part of your being with His life-giving presence. Your future is bright with the promise of God's faithfulness. Don't let the shadows of yesterday dim the light of tomorrow. Step fully into the resurrection life that Christ has won for you. Let go and let God's power carry you into the extraordinary life He has prepared for you. Number 10. When you truly grasp the magnitude of what God has in store for you, letting go of the past becomes not just possible, but irresistible. Your future in Christ is a masterpiece waiting to unfold, painted with colors more vivid than any memory you cling to. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, reminds us in 1 Corinthians 2:9 of the incomprehensible blessings that await those who love God. This isn't mere wishful thinking or empty promises. It's a divine guarantee. The Creator of the universe, who knows the number of hairs on your head, has crafted a future so magnificent that it defies human imagination. Think about that for a moment. The same God who spoke the stars into existence, who parted the Red Sea, who raised Jesus from the dead, this God is personally invested in your future. He's not just hoping for your success, He's actively working to bring it about. Every trial you've faced, every tear you've shed, every moment of doubt, God intends to use it all as the foundation for something greater. Joseph's story in Genesis provides a powerful example of this truth. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned, Joseph had every reason to become bitter and resentful. Yet when he finally rose to power in Egypt, he named his firstborn Manasseh, saying, "God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household." This wasn't about erasing his memories, but about the joy of his present so eclipsing the pain of his past that it lost its sting. God wants to do the same for you. He's not asking you to pretend your past didn't happen or that it didn't hurt. Instead, He's offering you a future so bright, so full of purpose and joy, that the shadows of yesterday begin to fade in its light. It's like stepping out of a dim room into brilliant sunshine. At first, the light might seem overwhelming, but soon your eyes adjust and you see the world in all its vibrant beauty. Your past may have shaped you, but it doesn't have to define you. In Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. This isn't just about forgiveness, though that alone would be cause for celebration. It's about transformation. It's about God taking every broken piece of your life and creating a mosaic more beautiful than you could have imagined. Beloved, don't let the enemy trick you into camping in the land of what was or what might have been. Those places are mirages, offering false comfort but no real sustenance. Your Heavenly Father is calling you forward into the wide open spaces of His grace and purpose. Remember, faith is always forward-looking. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. When you choose to believe in the future God has promised, even before you see it manifested, you're exercising the kind of faith that moves mountains and pleases the heart of God. So take a deep breath, child of God. Feel the Father's love surrounding you, His strength empowering you. The past may whisper its familiar songs, but listen closely. There's a new melody rising, a song of hope and redemption. Your future in Christ is calling. It's time to step into it with confidence, knowing that the best is yet to come. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude for your endless love, mercy, and grace. We acknowledge that you are the source of all wisdom, strength, and healing. Today, we pray for the courage and faith to let go of our past and embrace the future you have planned for us. Lord, we confess that we often cling to our past mistakes, failures, and hurts. We allow these experiences to define us, holding us back from the abundant life you have promised. We struggle with feelings of guilt, shame, and regret, forgetting that through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, we have been forgiven and made new. We pray that you would help us to fully accept your forgiveness and to extend that same forgiveness to ourselves. Remind us that our past does not dictate our future, for you are the God of redemption and restoration. You have the power to transform our brokenness into something beautiful, using our experiences to strengthen our faith and to help others in their own struggles. Give us the wisdom to learn from our past, but not to dwell in it. Help us to fix our eyes on you, trusting in your plan and purpose for our lives. When we are tempted to look back, remind us of your words in Isaiah 43, 18-19. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Father, we pray for the strength to release our past hurts and disappointments into your capable hands. We choose to forgive those who have wronged us, just as you have forgiven us. Help us to let go of bitterness, resentment, and anger, replacing them with your love, peace, and joy. As we surrender our past to you, we trust that you are working all things together for our good and your glory. Fill us with hope and expectancy for the future, knowing that your plans for us are greater than anything we could imagine. We thank you for the promise of a new beginning, made possible through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. May we walk in the freedom and victory that He has secured for us, no longer bound by the chains of our past. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this video, I want to leave you with a final word of encouragement. God is calling you to let go of your past and embrace the beautiful future He has in store for you. You may have experienced pain, heartache, or regret, but God wants you to know that your past does not define you. He sees you as a new creation, washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." This is your moment to step into the newness of life that God has prepared for you. He is inviting you to let go of the burdens and baggage of your past and to trust Him with your future. God has a plan and a purpose for you that is greater than anything you could ever imagine. As you release your past to God, I encourage you to fill your heart and mind with His truth. Meditate on His promises and let them take root in your soul. Surround yourself with people who will encourage you and support you on this journey of letting go and moving forward. Remember, you are not alone. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, strengthening you, and loving you unconditionally. He is the God of second chances, and He is ready to write a new chapter in your life. As we conclude this message, may you be filled with the courage and faith to let go of your past and embrace the abundant life that God has in store for you. May His love and grace be your constant companions, and may you walk in the freedom and victory that is yours in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.